Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Mel Star
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers Health, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Very nice intro to Weed Day Wednesday. You guys are like, uh-oh, what did they just smoke? Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. February 5th already. We're in February.
We are.
What happened to January?
It's moving so fast, I don't think we can even count the days anymore.
It's gone. And we've smoked a lot of grass. January. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Yeah, February 2. We won't start singing. It's going to get really bad. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. February 5th, 2014. And states are going crazy making things happen. There's stuff all over. Texas and Florida. Arizona just got on the ballot for legalization. Did you all see that? Woo-hoo!
Right.
Yep.
We're coming up and getting ours, so I'll
I get up way
out.
Too early to check news. I don't know if we need more signatures. I think there's an initiative, so we'll have to check it out. We'll check out our initiative. Very exciting. So there's a
Michigan,
lot going on.
I know, Michigan was having some problems up there, and it might not happen as fast as they want it to, but they're working it out.
All the states are working it out. I'm so flippin' excited. I can't even handle it. Well, you all heard the introduction. A live cannabis radio show. I'm stuck on Steppenwolf. We were talking about the Pusher Man. It's just a great song, but I'll turn it down so we can just chat it up about
jamming
marijuana.
Out this morning.
We are jamming out this morning. It's awesome. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We have a really awesome guest on this morning, United Cannabis Workers, Inc. Very interesting organization. We're going to talk with Scott in just a few minutes. We got in our email, if you didn't get it already this morning, all you early morning risers and bloggers out there, we got the Arizona Medical Marijuana Program newsletter for February. Woo-hoo! On time, a week late. Will, come on.
That's the 5th.
All right, fine. Yeah, but
it is better.
It is better.
Yeah.
Well, I like how they went to paperless.
Yeah, thank
it is
you.
Nice.
Yeah, because they realized they were wasting their own money,
right.
So they stopped wasting their own money.
The people will read it online.
Yeah, the disorders for PTSD, migraines, depression that were submitted in July. It says there's another public hearing in October for this. They did not add any new conditions, they decided. So they're, again, going to review studies and open up the hearing in October again. So everybody, please. And what they're saying is they're not finding the evidence out there. They're not finding the scientific research. They're not finding the studies. They're not finding the data and support they need to back up adding any more ailments to this program, which is ridiculous. But what you need to do, if you are suffering from any one of these, PTSD, migraines, depression, please gather your facts, gather your information, talk to your doctor, talk to doctors that are supportive of it. Get written letters, get facts, get them together, bring a stack of papers and get to these meetings and show your scientific facts and data to support what they're saying they can't find. Right?
Well, yeah. Well, I think we need to come together all the cities and states.
Don't they listen to our show?
Yeah, I know. But I think the states need to come together and start talking about this because eventually we're going to want it to all look alike anyway.
Yeah, and it will. They're working on it. Because they keep saying, they keep saying that that they're watching Colorado and Washington's experiments. They're calling it an experiment. Mm. You mean they're calling it your pre-program trials.
Watch the money start flowing in and start paying off some debt.
Oh, they hella won't. Yeah, look at now the banks are all ready to start
Bank of America.
Come aboard. Wait
until
we hear
money.
The organizations right. that this Cannabis United Workers Inc. are associated with. It's pretty awesome. So we'll get to some of these. I think we've got Scott on the line. We won't waste time with our silly little state laws. Yeah.
With our banter.
Let's see if we can open up the airwaves. I don't have any groovy music going, so let's see if Scott is here from United Cannabis Workers, Inc. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Excellent. Belsar and the Cannabis Kid here. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Most excellent. So, please, tell us about the United Cannabis Workers, Inc. We've been reading some very interesting things, and we absolutely want to go on a hash tour in your limo. I'm just going to say it right now. I'll be the first to tell you.
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement about that. let me get to where I'm not going to be bothering people in my home who are still asleep because, you know, this is California, and we're an hour behind you here. anyway... Our organization is the one and only union dedicated exclusively to providing a method for people in the cannabis industry to ensure that they have equal rights in the workplace and to provide them with benefits of all kinds, everything from insurance to retirement to advocation for their rights. And we are the first organization, the only organization that I know of that's actually created a national pension fund for people in the industry. We did that with the assistance of MetLife and Transamerica. We've done some lobbying. We've done some public speaking. We are still organizing nationwide, and we're looking forward to making some major changes, making sure that everybody gets what they're entitled to.
Absolutely. It's really, I was reading online about our organization, and I wanted to stop reading and click the join button, but I kept reading because it was just so interesting. But it sounds fantastic. I mean, you've got information out there for 401ks for folks, for IRAs, like you said, pensions. So are you kind of like the Canna Union?
Kinda, yeah. Like I say, we're the only ones that are dedicated exclusively to this. There are some other unions out there that were pre-existing in other industries who said, oh my God, here's a new industry, we need money, let's latch onto them. We were created exclusively for this industry, and that is our focus.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And what other organizations are you working with?
We have connections to people in Normal. We have some connections to people in ASA. We have connections to people in education, in science, in law, and a number of other industries. We are currently seeking out people nationwide who want to be regional or state directors. We're also inviting... Well, we're searching for people right now who would be good candidates for our primary board of directors too. So we're still forming and organizing, but we've been up for a year now, and we have almost 20,000 followers and members.
Excellent.
So we've done pretty well for 1 year.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
So you guys got started last year in 2000?
Yeah, we just started last January. This is an idea that came to me around Christmas time in 2012. And by January, we were incorporated and up and going.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's fantastic. You move fast. Yeah. You must have been using some sativa.
that's my preference. when I decide to do something, I move fairly quickly. So.
You got to jump on it when the ideas come to you like that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How many, you've got 20,000 followers, how many members do you have that you are actively involved with in helping them take steps to get their own organizations up and running or get their own dispensaries or get their own pensions, 401ks?
An exact number I don't have on hand. We've had several hundred people that we've helped, and that ranges from patients to business owners to everything else. We've done a lot of networking for people who don't know how to reach other people in the industry. We're working with Canna Jobs is an internet-based job sourcing program. We're working with them. We're working with Cannabis Career Institute, which is a nationwide education program. They have some the president of Cannabis Career Institute is also a teacher and a board member at Oaksterdam University in Oakland. So we're working closely with him. So we also have a connection to the director of Normal in New Hampshire. So I'm trying to spread this across the country.
Excellent.
Now, with social media going an opposite way of kind of where we're, talking about cannabis, where do you see yourself getting kind of in reaching into some of the, colleges around the United States?
Yeah,
because I'm
finding the young kids are needing.
Right, who are needing the education. What's going on about that?
Education as far as getting into the industry and operating businesses or that.
Even just voting, all that.
Well, again, like I say, we're trying to network with other people that are already doing these kinds of things and bring everybody together.
Yeah.
Our hope is to be the centralized point of contact for everyone in the industry, and not just medical, but industrial, and we include everyone who's in lobbying. We include the press that focuses on this. We have friends over at High Times Magazine. We're now friends with you guys, I hope.
Of course you are.
Now, Scott, are you guys using social media to get some of your word out right now?
We're using that. That's our major source of spreading the word, Facebook primarily. And our Facebook page is a lot of fun. We do a lot of fun stuff on there that's, cannabis-related, but we also share a lot of information that we get from probably 50 different sources. Including ASA and Hemp News and everybody else that we can find.
Yeah, there are a lot of great resources out there.
Yeah, and again, like I say, we're trying to centralize it so that if somebody wants to know something, we'll find it for them if we don't already have it.
Right, absolutely. That's fantastic. So you're in California. What, are you north or south?
Central. Central Coast.
Central? Woohoo! All right.
Central Coast.
So
beautiful Morro Bay is where our primary offices are.
Ah, excellent. And it looks like California is getting ready to hopefully pass again, or try to pass for legalization.
We're working on it out here. Working on it out here. They've seen what's happening in the experiment in Washington and Colorado. So.
Right. The great experiments.
The great experiment.
How's it feel amongst patients out there with the way that things are going?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How is the feel with the patients out there with the way things are going?
Well, I'm not sure what you really mean by that. I mean,
on edge, do they feel like that you guys are getting in it for a win? Just really trying
about
to...
About legalization?
Yeah, about the legalization.
About legalization?
Yeah.
It's kind of divided. People are still wary of the majority passing it. My personal prediction, and I'm pretty good at predicting things, is that not this year but next year, the federal government's going to reschedule and every state in the union is going to just follow suit.
I'm right there with you. Ha ha.
I don't think we're going to pull it off this year, but I think next year it's going to happen. And that's been my prediction from the beginning.
Hmm. All right. We like it.
I mean, our president seems supportive of it, even though he won't come right out and say it.
He's beating around the weed bush there.
yeah, exactly.
She sure is. We have pictures.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, well, you know, he's worried about his political career, and I can understand that. I don't worry about mine. So, I'll say anything I want.
That's right. And it looks like is this true? You just recently got into law school?
I was accepted into law school in 2012, and that was in part on the written recommendation of a Superior Court judge.
Wow.
I won't give any names, but that letter of recommendation got me right in. They saw that and said, okay, when do you want to start? So, and I've been working in law for 25 years, and I've worked in other nonprofit organizations. I've worked for people with disabilities, providing ADA compliance, and doing some lobbying there. I created many years ago, and it's no longer in operation, but I created a musician society for local musicians here on the Central Coast. And the idea behind that was that in exchange for providing them with whatever they needed, studio time or links to other musicians, they would provide education to students in the school's failing music programs. So
wow.
I've done a lot of different kind of things. Yeah, that one was a great idea. And unfortunately, the problem with that was that we were relying on musicians who, God love them, I'm one too, are inherently flaky. Try and get five musicians to a board meeting. Good luck.
Well, try to get one.
Well, I was there.
We're musicians over here.
Yeah.
We get your drift. You show up late,
take
a really big break and leave early. It's awesome. You know, it's any musician's gig. Hey, so you have two girls, and one is, probably 28 now, and one's 11 or roughly so now. How does your younger one feel about all this cannabis stuff? How do they both feel?
My older one is very supportive of the whole thing. My younger one, she's 9. She doesn't really know much about it. And because she's so young, I'm not really involving her in it. It was funny, a few weeks ago, though, she came down wearing my official UCW shirt after a bath. I told her, don't wear that to school, because it's got a big pot leaf on the back.
Oh,
okay.
Did she ask why, or just said okay?
No, she's fine. She's a real easygoing kid. She didn't even bat an eye at it. But she knows about my union, and, she knows that I go and speak at public conventions and seminars and things like that. So,
what are they teaching the kids in school about cannabis right now? For a 9-year-old, what is she learning about drugs, quote unquote?
I don't think in our area they're really teaching anything just yet. Like I said, she's only 9, so it's kind of a young age for them to be bringing that up.
Yeah.
I think as they get older, maybe into junior high, middle school.
Back in the 70s, we were talking about that stuff real early on.
Scott, with the way that they're treating cannabis at, hopefully to treat cannabis like, in the pharmaceutical category, it's kind of coming up like that, but they are talking a little bit more about to kids younger. And I think they have an initiative here that they're doing with the younger, with the actual parents here in actually Tucson. And they're making us sound out like we're pretty bad, It's not looking, it's definitely one of the harder groups to hear.
Parents?
The parents, because,
Well, there are a lot of moms for marijuana, though.
Yeah.
So. And that's the old dogma, just pouring over. I mean, you tell somebody for 100 years that something is bad, and their kids and their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids are all going to believe it because they've heard it their whole life. So it's hard to get past that.
Yeah.
And as the older generation moves on into the next world, I think that's gonna fade more and more. You know, I mean, 20 years ago, you never would have heard a president saying that marijuana was not as bad as alcohol. Now you're hearing that.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago,
well,
you know, 15 years ago, they wouldn't admit they inhaled.
Right.
Now they do.
Yeah.
So.
No. I love it how it's all over TV right now.
He would look stupid, though, if he said anything otherwise because of what all the states are doing and what all the facts are coming out and all the little kids that are helped by hemp oils and things like that. He would look really uneducated if he said, cannabis will kill you. You know,
and he really had to do his research, and he's understanding it more and more. I mean,
yeah.
Well, did you guys happen to catch the interview with the head of the DEA where they were asking her direct questions about it? Well, she would say, it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
Do you think it's bad? Well, it's illegal. That's not what we asked you. It was kind of funny. I mean, she just didn't know what to say.
Well,
and our VP Angela, she's our source of righteous political outrage, and she just had a field day with that. So.
Well, that's good.
Well, people need to get educated, and so I
think the head of the DEA should be a little more educated.
Oh, I think
hello.
You know,
she's in a lot of trouble with that one.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, anyone that's in that
first name
in that job,
Michelle,
in that position.
Yeah, we're going to start her educational
information. Know your stuff.
Yeah, we should. We should start blasting her facts. Here's your can of facts for the day. Your tweet for the day, man.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, back to the United Cannabis Workers. Maybe she should join.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I should send her an invitation. I'll give her a free membership.
Yeah. Oh, see? There you go. Look at that. Free membership for you. Right on. So where are you speaking next? Where are you going next to educate the world? And what are you doing as far as we saw you were speaking at HempCon and things like that? What do you think is going on with hemp these days? Did you hear the news about Congress allowing the states that are wanting to grow, hopefully soon, to be able to do so? That was just
I haven't read a lot about that. I know that about a year ago, Kentucky legalized for industrial purposes, which is interesting because Kentucky is full of tobacco farms that aren't making any money right now.
Right.
And they have 29,000 tobacco farms over there.
Wow.
So, well, you know what's great about that? It's going to be able to bring back this cash crop that we used to own and use that we used a long time ago.
We're just going to replace one crop with an even better one.
With a better one that actually cleans the earth and does so many things. So they should be really excited about it. They're going to make lots of money.
Yeah.
Someone needs to go tell them. Yeah, lots of money.
I told someone they already did.
Oh, good.
The Texans went over there.
My only concern over there in Kentucky is that the tobacco companies are going to realize what's going on, and I think they already have. And that's one of the reasons I formed this organization in the first place, because I was concerned about what the tobacco companies would do to their employees. They are notorious for not being really socially conscious.
Let's say.
Well, I think that's a politically correct way to say that.
Right.
Well,
that
like you
really
said
good.
Earlier,
like
we've been
without
told
bringing the wrath of Paul Mall down on me.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, those Paul Mall.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just a matter of time. I'm not going to name the cigarette company, but I got a free e-cig in the mail the other day, and $10 off their cartridges. So they're not even sending out. Coupons for regular cigarettes. They're sending out e-cigarettes with a charger all ready for you to just light up one on their new vaporizer. And this is a well-known cigarette company. So it's really,
they're getting on board.
They're getting on board.
Well, because that's just
they
the
know.
Old thing to do. The in thing is to do the e-thing.
Right.
The e is the new paper cigarette.
You can get away with that pretty much.
I don't know. I couldn't see James Dean puffing on any cigarette, though. It's not that thing.
No, it's not. I tried to eat a cigarette, and it just
maybe
it actually gives me sick to my stomach.
A or something. Giant blunt. I could see that.
Right.
You could see him hang out, you know?
How do you see all this going? I mean, especially for these these states that are offering, you know, now going to be allowing the hemp. I think they have a hard time going, oh, we're going to allow the hemp, but we can't allow the other stuff, you know, and have that, you know, in all those right down there by the bubble belt, they're going to have a really hard time letting this, the cannabis side in, I think.
Some of them. And that, again, that's the old dogma, just clinging to people who don't know any better.
Right.
You know, and education is going to be a major component of that. As it becomes more socially acceptable state by state, you know, starting with Colorado and Washington and hopefully California, you know, I think that's going to change.
Right.
So it's just a matter of time. That's really what I think it is. It's a matter of time.
It is. And it's an avalanche right now. When we started our business on 11-11-11, we didn't think that this was going to go like this at all. It was, you know, scary and exciting, but, you know, still states were new and, you know, considering things. And then, bam, look at that. Colorado, Washington, and 22-plus, D.C., 24-plus. Where are we now? I can't even keep track. Where's our count?
I think we're right at 26.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, last time I looked, it was 26 states.
Woo! And D.C.?
And D.C., yeah. And I know New York is working on it. I know New Hampshire, one of the people that we're trying to convince to get on our board of directors is in New Hampshire. She just met with the governor over there, and he's apparently got a lot of really good ideas on how to make this happen in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is a very political state. You know, that's where the initial primaries are for the president. So
there you
it's
go.
It's kind of a mecca for political activism.
I can't wait. This is so exciting, and it's so exciting to be a part of, and I think your organization is just awesome. I'm glad you had that idea.
What you're doing, Scott, is very, very amazing.
Cool,
and I think what
California.
You've got,
it's awesome.
Your structure is phenomenal. I think that where you're going with this is exactly what we needed next. You know?
Yeah, and I'm trying to do it in such a way that we're not going to be like your typical union, where when we get upset, we make all our people quit their job and go on strike. Because, I'm sorry, but starving yourself to death to get what you want just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah.
You know, there are other ways to do it. And, you know, I don't want our people having to go on welfare to feed their kids because somebody in a state, you know, 2,000 miles away isn't getting paid enough. That doesn't make sense. And, you know, so that's something I'm trying to stay away from. A lot of people, you know, I take more flack for being a union than we do for being in this industry.
Yeah, I bet you do because people, you know, don't have such good taste of unions, you know. The Teamsters did my father very, very wrong, and unions are not, you know. But this is a different kind of union, and this is goes along the lines with people need to let go of old ideas and start opening their minds to new ones, and you know, maybe you're going to create the wave of a new...
The heart of the industry.
Industry, you know, a better one. And all union means you're uniting together as a group to support each other, and we hope, you know, that people are doing just that.
Exactly. And we haven't come up across too many situations where we need to go to war with an employer. We're trying to include the employers.
Yeah.
You know, let's let them get in on it, too, because... Like you say, this is a matter of bringing people together, not dividing them and conquering. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to bring everybody together so that we're all on the same page and we're all working together. So we've come up across a couple. There I've heard some unpleasant stories up in Northern California about workers who were being treated very badly. And I put those people on full blast. And from what I understand... They changed their ways. So I think we may have made a difference there. I'm hoping we did.
Interesting.
They were pretty bad stories.
What kinds of things are they doing to workers? Are they, I mean, like they're firing them? And...
I came across a story where at a farm up there, women, which really irritated me, were actually being isolated, not allowed to speak with anyone, not allowed to leave the property, basically locked in a barn until the trim was done.
Wow.
And
what?
That just set me off.
What?
You know, yeah. And, I mean, one of the things that I'm trying to do with this union is that we promote social responsibility, and our pet charity is the prevention of domestic violence nationwide. And I heard this and just about lost it. You know, I mean, that is a situation where I could almost see, you know what, go on strike. Let's do it.
That's unbelievable. That is not even something I can fathom. Like, who in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was floored.
Well, I'm glad
I was
you
absolutely
did
something. Floored.
Oh, I'm still
and,
floored.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're green at one time, there's other places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instead of telling the people to quit and go on strike, we put the farm on full blast. We put it on Facebook. We, you know, we got the word out. And
shame.
From what I understand. Yeah, exactly. We shamed them. You're right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
you
what
know,
we did. And I think that was a better way to deal with it.
It's good.
And I think it was effective. And I'm hoping that, you know, if we come across something like that again, that method will work.
You know, it works better than a lot of the other ones that we've been doing, and putting people back into perspective in the public eye and saying this is
yeah.
what people are doing and holding them accountable. Holding them accountable.
Yeah.
Scott,
making them accountable
awesome.
For their own actions.
And trimmers.
I have chills right now. That's just awesome.
The imprisoned trimmers.
Yeah.
Imprisoned.
Yep.
And yeah, it really was. It was almost imprisonment. And you know, I just, oh, God, it made me so mad.
Well, I wanted to get back to scheduling, and how do you think they're going to go about doing this? I mean, with, you know,
that's
a
really interesting thought.
It really is. I mean, because it could really change.
Well, Obama just said it's in Congress's hands to do something about it, but
that's
scary.
Not true.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
if Tasmanian devil
no,
and
it
here,
isn't.
Yeah. Rubik.
What Scott said. Not
he has full authority to go ahead and reschedule.
Sure does.
So, you know. He again, I think that's him just being politically careful. So,
yes. He's already,
you know, he has to be.
On a limb saying what he has, you know.
Do you think
so,
that's going to be the thing he does as he exits?
That would
right
be
now?
Awesome. He could reschedule and
yeah.
say, sayonara. Ooh,
sayonara.
And then
leave
you know,
a legacy.
He'll have the giant bong waiting for him that we created for him. We're working
Michelle
on it.
Michelle is all.
Oh, we're working on it. It's a beautiful family bond.
well, you know, I love to talk about these things, but you know, it's just a waiting game. We have to sit back and watch. But how can people get out there and start helping you out? And what do you need
yeah,
from
give
the community?
Us, give us some
shout
out for your Facebook, your websites, your phone numbers, your emails.
Yeah, Facebook is a really good way to get a hold of us. And we're just United Cannabis Workers on Facebook. We're very easy to find there, and we're constantly talking to people. Our vice president, Angela, she is our Facebook media goddess. Well, I'm on there too, but I come on when I've got something serious to say or if I come across something that's really cute. you know, and I use that to reach our following, and that's a good way to find us. Our website, unitedcannabisworkers.org. is a good source of information, and I'm constantly updating information on there. Pretty much everything on there is stuff that I put together, stuff that I wrote. These are all my ideals, and you know, it's a good source of information about us. We're constantly adding partners and links to it, and doing that. If people want to reach us, our primary email is unitedcannabisworkers@gmail.com. That one I check regularly. And if they want to just give us a call, you know, the number is the number I'm calling from right now. It's my primary number for UCW and for everything else in my world is 805-215-0564. So those are the best ways to reach us.
Excellent.
And we are looking at this point, like I said before, for people nationwide to be regional and state directors and to start organizing in each state.
Okay. There's a good shout-out for people. That's right.
Yeah. And you know, people that have skills, people in lobbying, people in science, in engineering, in the media,
yeah,
or in medical field. And we're looking for people that are going to be, you know, qualified to take over and help organize. And it's a grassroots organization, so they don't have to have union leader experience. You know, we're kind of making this up as we go, so because it is a new concept, the way we're doing it.
Fresh at new.
So I don't.
Always welcome. Yeah.
You need some innovators out there.
Yeah, some thinkers,
some
doers.
Some thinkers, doers,
go-getters.
And knowing the
exactly.
verbiage probably no,
yep.
needs to be really important, too. I mean, you want some, maybe even some lawyers that are up and interested in wanting to do some of this work, because that's really what
right.
we need over some of this law that's in place
yeah,
that
like,
we need to pick apart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I say, that legal is my background. That's what I've been doing forever. So, you know, I'm comfortable talking to lawyers. I'm comfortable talking to judges. I mean, judges love me.
That's great.
Awesome.
That's a good group.
I
love you.
I'm working on getting one of the top California lawyers, Bruce Margolin, involved. Either him or Freddie Sage. Those are both top end medical marijuana lawyers. And I've met with both of them. In fact, I spoke right after Freddie Sage at HempCon. He was the keynote speaker, and I came on right after it last year in LA. So. He's one of the organizers of that, too.
Ah, yeah, that would be wonderful to go to someday. We will be there.
Yeah.
And where are you going to be speaking next? Do you have any more engagements lined up?
I'm going to be speaking at HempCon in Southern California later this year, possibly San Bernardino and the main Southern California one. I think San Bernardino is in April. I believe it's on my birthday, which happens to be 420.
What are you doing?
I was actually born on 420. So, yeah, talk about a coincidence. Or destiny, whichever.
And you're out.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to speak at that one. I have a standing invitation for these things. I'm connected, like I say, with the president of Cannabis Career Institute, who's very well connected with the people who organize HempCon. And, you know, I have a standing invitation to speak at any of those things. Anywhere where you know, my connections know who I am, they want me on stage. And most of the time when I get up there, I talk about our social responsibility platform. That's my primary focus, because a lot of people in the industry don't realize how important that is to changing the perception of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're giving back to your community and you're doing all kinds of great things, you know, and the cops come to bust down your dispensary door and they see the picture of their kid's Little League team on your window, they might turn around and walk away.
That's true.
Plus,
that's
the right thing to do, you know. We're a multi-billion dollar industry. We've got some money. We can help.
Absolutely.
Right, you know?
Should be involved in the community as much as possible and giving
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in this industry just don't think about that. It hasn't occurred to them. And it's not their fault. It's just, you know, a lot of these people aren't
educated.
Regular business people who operate the corner liquor store that sponsors the Civic Ballet. But as we get bigger, and in order to change the perception of the industry nationwide and eventually worldwide, you got to be socially active.
Right.
You got to be doing good for everybody. You got to be a philanthropist.
And making sure you're giving back to the community should be one of the top things.
Right.
And that's great.
Yeah, it should. And that's why I focus on that when I get up there and talk. I give a little introduction about the union, but then I launch right into the social responsibility platform.
That's awesome. Excellent.
And they have to do it carefully. You can't you know, expect to put a big pot leaf in center field of Little League game. But you can sponsor the team, you know.
True.
I actually in my presentation I have a PowerPoint presentation that I use, and I actually photoshopped a picture of a big pot leaf on a Little League scoreboard. It's just a demonstration of what you should not do or not expect.
You're not sponsoring in this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Scott, have you been to Denver this year since Recreational took over?
You know, I have not been over to Colorado, nor have I been to Washington. Actually, I've never been to Washington, but I have not been to either state since that happened. Trying to get out there. But
yeah.
A single dad and trying to get away and do that kind of stuff is tricky sometimes. So
Well, thank you for doing all that you do. That's a lot of
work. It's amazing what you're doing.
A lot of work,
so
yeah.
We definitely appreciate you out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, this is true.
Tell us about
agree.
Your fun. Have you had? Tell us a good fun story that you've had just recently.
Well, you know, speaking at these conventions in a room with 5 or 10,000 people, that's exciting to me. I just love that. You know, and people get engaged. They're thrilled to hear about it. They're, you know, pretty much everybody in the industry that I have spoken to has been nothing but supportive.
Right.
You know,
that's awesome.
And that just feels good. It just feels good to get that kind of support, to have people interested and engaged in it and, you know, wanting to see more, wanting to get involved. And, you know, it's very encouraging, very encouraging.
Do you ever speak or present in places where you don't have the majority on your side?
Yeah.
Where you're trying to open eyes and...
Well, I'm looking forward to that day, too. I haven't had that experience yet. We're in the process of trying to establish our nonprofit status. And I am just waiting for IRS to say no. In fact, I'm kind of hoping IRS says no. I've been told by experts in tax law and law in general that because we have the word cannabis in our name, they're not going to give us nonprofit status. I dare
really?
Them.
Whoa.
Okay? I absolutely dare them. Because I will take that straight to Congress, and I want Congress to tell me that no one in our industry should be entitled to insurance or retirement benefits. And I want them to do it on C-SPAN.
I love that. And you know what another thing is? I love that you use cannabis in your name, and it's not the United Marijuana. You know, it's you're going back to the plant itself. And
yeah,
it's really important
yeah,
that
think,
you did.
Yeah, you know, and originally I was going to call it United Marijuana Workers. And it was just kind of a fluke because I was thinking about it and I was trying to come up with a name and I looked for that name online. And the minute you look for a name online, somebody buys the domain name.
Uh-huh.
And so somebody did that. They saw me look and they went, oh, well, I'm going to buy that. So I couldn't get it. So I just switched the name, and it kind of worked out a lot better, I think.
I think
it's a better, you know, more technical name, more appropriate name. Mm-hmm. And it really encompasses the whole industry. It's not just, you know, a bunch of stoners making a union so they can get high together. That's not what it's about. In fact, we specifically, in several places in our website and openly in public, neither encourage nor denounce the use of marijuana by people. I'm not out there telling people, you should be out getting stoned. That's not what we're about. You know, we're here to provide resources and benefits for people working in the industry. We're here to advocate for their rights, to make sure that everyone is being treated equally and fairly, just like any other industry.
There you go.
You know, I mean, we are in favor of legalization and appropriate regulation and all of that, but again, I'm not telling people, hey, everybody should smoke pot. No. You know, some people, you know, say, hey, if that's good for you, great, but I'm not, you know, going to run around to schools telling little kids, hey, when you grow up, smoke a joint. That would just be wrong. You know?
Well, it's really about personal freedom and choice here. You know, we should have just the option to use what medicine works for best for our body. And like you said, you know, it's not for everybody, but for those who need it and want it, should have that choice and that right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's what it's all about. You know,
if anything,
I think they should, you know, if they want to prohibit people from using something, it should be alcohol, because that kills 40,000 people a day, or cigarettes, which kills 150,000 people a day. It's something like, I mean, these numbers aren't accurate, you know what I'm saying. I mean, those are much more deadly than marijuana will ever be.
And the government will come out next year and reschedule it and tell everybody the truth, and then they'll go, okay,
And everyone will just thank you.
Just fall back on the cannabis bandwagon. We'll jump back on and be like, okay, cool.
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
You messed up.
Yeah. I mean, they've had studies going since the 70s that said the scheduling, that being Schedule 1 is just wrong.
Yeah.
And that's come out recently, those studies.
Yeah. Yep.
The government's own lab said, no, that's not a problem.
We love Irving, so.
Yeah. Yep. God, I love it. Oh. Well, thank you so much for getting up so early. I know that you're up an hour earlier than we are even. I thought about that. I woke up this morning. I was like, man, he's going to
get
up. Yeah,
I am not a morning person, so.
Oh, well,
you did great
this
morning,
awesome.
Scott. We really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you so much.
I hope everybody listening has enjoyed, and hope everybody out there takes a peek at our Facebook page and our web page and gets involved, because we really do, at this point, need people to get involved with us, and I am ready to open the doors to anybody who wants to help out.
Excellent. There you go.
Well, thank you, Scott, so much.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be getting back in touch with you.
Yes, we absolutely will.
For your,
we might just see a couple memberships come through today.
Exactly.
Well, that would be awesome.
Thanks.
All right.
And you guys are welcome to join, too. You don't have to be growing marijuana or selling it. You know, it's anybody in the industry.
Good.
There, you can have a radio aspect of your industry now. There you go.
Absolutely, yeah. Anybody in the media, lobbyists, scientists, everybody. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, and thanks for doing what you do. We really appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
You bet. Have an awesome day.
Have a great day, Scott.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Now, you can find all of United Cannabis Workers, Inc., all on Tumbleweed's Facebook page, and also on the website will be listing all that.
HealthCenter.com, and our Facebook page, and UnitedCannabisWorkers.org.
.org. There's a couple videos from Scott on here. He's talking about what he does.
Put it on our blog. You can check out our blog. If you want to click from there, you can do that too. Yeah, and he's got some cool stuff on it.
Right.
So he's very up to date.
Great
and,
website. Lots of information. Read up. Lots of reading.
Guess who's in Culture Magazine? That's right. You know it. Tumbleweed Cell Center's in there.
It's really nice. They really did a great job.
It's a beautiful little ad.
I love Culture Magazine.
Page 27. We're going to read from Culture right now. It's awesome.
You can come down and pick your Culture Magazine.
Free. We've got, we're running out of the older editions, but come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. In the back, yes, we moved. For those who are going to ask, did you move? Yes.
All right, it's a great space.
Oh, it's awesome. It's really great. But there's some little tidbits in here, news nuggets that we want to read that are really fun. Of course, they do talk about Colorado cannabis law becomes a guide for hopeful Arizonans. Arizona Representative Ruben Gallego has drafted a bill mostly inspired by Colorado's new laws. Now that Colorado residents can legally purchase cannabis for recreational use, activists and supporters have similar hopes for Arizona. Gallego believes it would be smarter to put the bill up for legislation rather than waiting for citizens to put it on the ballot. Woo! Which would be inevitable. In my opinion, whether we pass it through the legislation or not, it's going to get passed by a ballot initiative either in 2016 or 2018. We can actually do this in a controlled and predictable legislative manner instead of letting this go to the ballot box, Gallego said. Some key notes of Gallego's legislative draft are anyone over 21 can purchase, possess or consume up to an ounce of cannabis legally, establishing a $50 excise tax between the manufacturer and retailer, lastly, prohibiting the smoking of cannabis in public. Gallego's draft doesn't currently include a sales tax like Colorado's because he fears the tax on retail marijuana in Colorado are too high, and if Arizona sets up the same tax structure, the black market will persist.
Hmm.
If a bill fails to reach a legislature, activists have already gathered over 260,000 signatures. Woo!
So
and are all ready to put it on the ballot in 2016. That's awesome.
That's really awesome. So no tax at all?
Well, no.
I mean, just
he's
not
like
high.
That. Yeah, not that high.
Okay.
The same
that's
thing
very
about
cool.
That. Yeah.
I like that. They're,
it's a good thought.
I mean, there's still people out there that, I mean, alcohol and cigarettes.
We won't go there.
Yeah.
Guess what? The first medical cannabis dispensary opened in Apache Junction. Woo! the city of Apache Junction just opened its first medical cannabis dispensary, Nature's Wonders, at the end of last year. It was a long-awaited grand opening. 7 months after it was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, Nature's Wonders took measures above and beyond, making sure to be in compliance with the law before opening its doors. Patients will be required to show proper identification and a valid medical card, which will be scanned for information from the Department of Health Services. This information lets dispensaries know of how much medical cannabis a patient can perceive or can receive per day. Most patients are allowed 2.5 ounces in a 2-week period. In addition to patient validation, employees of Nature's Wonders are subject to a background check. Extra security measures have also been taken, such as surveillance cameras that cover the interior and exterior of the dispensary, controlled access doors, motion detectors, panic buttons, and metal security shades that roll down over the doors and windows. It's no doubt that Nature's Wonders is legitimate. For 2014, they plan to begin cultivation and to provide organic and vegan products. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
Nature's Wonders in Apache Junction. Wow, that's way out there. That is way out there. All right. And, okay, President Obama, for those who are just tuning in or waking up, President Obama says cannabis is no more dangerous than alcohol.
No more dangerous than alcohol.
Tell us about that one, kid.
An interview with Obama referred to cannabis use as bad habit and vice. He added, I don't think it's more dangerous than alcohol in terms of its impact on the individual consumer. Cannabis is actually safer than alcohol, Obama continued. Although he stated that it is not something I encourage, that I've told my daughters, I think that it's a bad idea and a waste of time. Not very healthy, he admitted, that the war on cannabis is unjust and that the economic standing does weigh in on punishments dealt with cannabis offenders. Middle-class kids don't get locked up for smoking pot, and poor kids do, he argued, and African-American kids and Latino kids are more likely to be poor and less likely to have resources and the support to avoid unduly harsh penalties. We should not be locking up kids or individuals users for long stretches of jail time, when some folks who are writing those laws have probably done the same thing, or, of course, less than a week after Obama's statement, the White House staff tries to do damage control. Obama's press secretary, Jay Canary, stated that Obama was only referencing his belief that harsh sentences for cannabis offenders is unfair, and this does not mean he's changing his administrative policy on the plant.
Yes. I just like to say yes.
I know, and...
Well, that's great. I mean, he's got to be careful what he says. He needs to speak a little
political.
More...
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be...
He needs a little more educated, too.
Well,
I mean,
it's just...
You can't say that. Anyway, but he did say that. So, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, announced that cannabis banking regulations are on the way.
Oh, that's a good, exciting
U.S.
one.
Treasury and law enforcement agencies will soon issue new regulations dealing with banking services to sanctioned cannabis businesses, even though cannabis remains classified an illegal narcotic under federal law. Attorney General Eric Holder said, according to the Huffington Post, Holder elaborated that the new rules will address banking problems faced by recreational cannabis retailers in Colorado and medical dispensaries in other states. Owners of state-licensed cannabis distributors in Colorado and many other places have complained about the troubles they're facing, and they're forced to conduct all business entirely in cash, requiring elaborate and expensive security measures and putting them at high risk of robbery. You don't want just huge amounts of cash in these places, Holder told the audience at the University of Virginia. They want to be able to use the banking system, and so we will be using some regulations, and I think very soon, to deal with that issue. With the plant still outlawed at the federal level up until this point, banks have been prohibited from conducting businesses with dispensaries and collectives. The lack of credit for cannabis business, however, poses its own criminal justice. A patient came into Tumbleweed yesterday and was saying that they saw on the news that these places that, you know, dispensaries and places that weren't able to use banking systems had so much cash on hand, people were burying their cash, they were getting robbed and killed for their cash because, you know, what these places are, you know, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Like, seriously? You know, that's a lot of money every day to walk out and be responsible for and not think you're not going to get shot at least once in a while. And these people know you have a lot of money, and they know the banks won't let you keep it in there.
Right.
So seriously, they're burying it in their backyards. But that's just flipping
scary
ridiculous.
And wrong, and they don't,
sure
people
is.
Don't need to be doing that.
Hey, you know, if you go to azmarijuana.com, aside from great news articles, check out their event section. February, this weekend coming up, we still want to go to this. We're still debating. Can we afford it? Do we have a credit card somewhere? It's the High Times Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles in San Bernardino. Woo-hoo! Who's in? Who wants to pitch in for a passenger van? Come on.
I'm in. I just retired on Friday.
Oh, you surely did, Cannabis Kid. He's in for anything. He's like, what? We're going where? When? Let's do this. Okay.
I won't celebrate at all.
Yeah, and HempCon in San Bernardino is April 18th through the 20th. That's pretty cool. I think Scott will be speaking there. He said later in the year.
He said he's got standing
invitations. Yep. There is an Arizona 420 Festival in Phoenix, the 19th and the 20th. We are going to be at the Peace Fair February 22nd. You can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com on the calendar.
And Holy Smokes will be there, too.
Holy Smokes will be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome little environmental collective of businesses around town. It's awesome. And all Tucson businesses are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Get out there.
It means something. Let's do this. And then the High Times Cannabis Cup in San Francisco is June 21st through the 22nd.
Ooh.
Maybe we should stay for that one.
I would rather go to that one.
Okay, let's do that one.
I'd rather
we have places to stay in the Bay Area. Oh, we're all set. Oh, yeah. Nice.
That would be fun.
We'll do some radio shows, you know.
You could meet the other Cannabis Kids family.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Holy cow, you're getting crazy.
Fun times.
Totally fun times. You should check out azmarijuana.com. It's a great site for all sorts of great stuff. There are some really fun numbers that I want to read. One more thing. I know I'm getting really distracted because it's the end of the show. I'm trying to shove everything in here. We have a really awesome show coming up. Not that all our shows aren't really, really, really awesome. But this is our 2-year anniversary show. Woo! Holy cow, we've been doing this nonstop for 2 years. No wonder I have some gray hair.
Where have I been going on? Because I wasn't here at the very beginning.
No, you weren't. Well, you were, but you weren't.
I weren't. I was, but
you were in the audience prepping for your new position. So on that show, are you ready for who's going to be on there?
It's a good
The
list.
One and only attorney, Tom Dismissal Dean.
Wow.
Ow, Tom Dean's coming on.
That's great.
Woo-hoo. Cheryl Schumann.
Get your law questions out.
Yeah, get your legal questions out. Cheryl Schumann is on. She's filming her own reality show right now. This lady is awesome. She is all over the world for cannabis. She's been on The View, hanging out with Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Girls chatting it up about consuming cannabis. It's awesome.
I love
She's
that.
Fantastic.
I love that other people are getting out there and talking about this.
I love the women getting out there and talking about this, especially moms.
Yep.
Okay. Doug Fine, author extraordinaire.
Great guy.
Goat raiser extraordinaire, did you know?
He raises
goats that smile, and we will post a photo to prove it if he lets us. It's the cutest thing ever. Taylor Swift is the name of one of his goats, and she has a great smile.
She will not be on the show.
Oh, maybe. We don't know. Dr. Robert Melamed.
Woo!
First timer to the Weed Saves.
Get your
medical questions ready. Holy cow, this guy is just plethora.
I mean, we want to hear if you got glaucoma questions.
Any questions,
your ailments.
And just a lovely note from an amazing, incredible man this morning. Robert Platschorn said he would love to chat with his girls anytime. Woo, we're going to have a jam-packed show.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be flipping people on air, off air. They can all party together or what. We might just have a menage of 10 of all sorts of cannabis.
That's intense.
Craziness going on. It is.
March 5th.
It's not a show for the young. No, it is. We'll try to tame it down because there's some good things.
But we have a hard question.
Lawyers, we will. We ask the hard questions. And if you need to cover ears because there's a swear word that comes out, it's not my fault. All right. I love this song. We're going to play it again because Sound Guy said so. We'll see if it comes on. Do we get it? Do we get the Pusher Man as we head on out? This weekend is AZ for Normal's monthly
meeting. Ward 6.
Oh, God, we forget the address every time. Oh, it's... we'll check the website. We'll have it on our website. Just check it out. And you can check AZ4Normal, the number 4normal.org, and they've got it on their website. It's a monthly meeting. Everyone should go to if you're involved in cannabis. Like Scott was saying, get involved politically. Get out there. Show some support. And do the right thing. Be out there doing the right thing for people. Support the businesses. Become patients. Vote. Get out there and vote. How many? 260,000 signatures
yes.
already? That's freaking awesome. We do need more, but that's
tell
amazing.
Tell your friends, tell your family.
We need a lot more.
People who support
but,
this,
know,
get out there and talk to the other
families.
You know
how awesome that is? That's flipping amazing. We,
it is
you
amazing.
Know, we've had some thousands coming out of Tumbleweeds already, and it's, we've had people all over coming to do it. So, all right. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House. If you're still that 6% that can grow, go get your supplies either at growershouse.com or online. Accurate Med Testing, they tested some meds recently, and we've got some great results. AZMarijuana.com, Tumbleweeds Health Center, come get certified. $85 for a certification, hello, you can't beat that. $65 for a research. Our new logo's coming soon. You're going to love it. It's cute. It's professional. It's hip. It's cool. And you're going to see it at all the community events in all the appropriate colors. Ow! Coming up, hopefully, for the Peace Fair. Thank you. Stay tuned for more awesome shows. And we are in Culture Magazine.
Yeah. We pick one up.
Page 27. Come get it. It's free. And check it out. And get certified. We are, who do we have next week? Oh, you're going to have to check the website for that. We'll keep it mysterious. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com.
Woo!
Yeah, woo! We ask some hard questions.
We ask the hard questions, even to ourselves.
Remember.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Woo!